Longest deployment by a U.S. warship since Vietnam War. The USS Gerald R. Ford, America's newest commissioned aircraft carrier, has completed one of the longest deployments by a U.S. warship since the Vietnam War. The ship tied up at Pier 11 in Norfolk, Virginia, after 326 days at sea, with thousands of families gathered to witness the occasion. This deployment was not only historic but also extremely challenging for the crew and their families. Rear Admiral Gavin Duff, commander of Carrier Strike Group 12, told the crowd that 80 sailors held newborn children for the first time this morning, a testament to the sacrifices made by those who serve. The USS Gerald R. Ford was part of a strike group that operated in three combatant commands and ran over 11,800 launches and recoveries during its deployment. The ship's crew flew over 1,700 sorties into Operation Epic Fury, a combined U.S.-Israeli campaign against Iran. This operation was not without its challenges, as the strike group absorbed threats from enemy missiles and one-way attack drones. Despite these challenges, the crew demonstrated exceptional bravery and skill, earning the Presidential Unit Citation for their service. The Navy's stretched deployments are a result of a significant shortage of battle force ships. With roughly 295 battle force ships in operation, the Navy is facing a daunting task in maintaining a strong presence around the world. The Office of Naval Intelligence estimates that the PLA Navy has over 370 ships and is growing. This highlights the need for the U.S. Navy to build a larger fleet to take up the slack and alleviate pressure on individual ships. In recent years, the National Command Authority has surged carriers into CENTCOM for the first time in two decades, leaving individual ships like the USS Gerald R. Ford to hold the line. This strategy is necessary due to the significant shortage of battle force ships. The USS Gerald R. Ford's deployment demonstrates the importance of a strong and capable naval presence. The ship's crew has shown exceptional bravery and skill, earning the Presidential Unit Citation for their service. As the U.S. Navy continues to face challenges in maintaining a strong presence around the world, it is clear that a larger fleet is needed to alleviate pressure on individual ships like the USS Gerald R. Ford.